Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the city of transformation, a place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny, a place where we are doing the work of an evangelist, a place where we are loving and caring for the people of God. As we begin this new week, I want to glorify the Lord. I want to exalt the Lord. I want to give Him the praise and all the praises that do His name. For He is worthy to be praised. He is truly our Master. He is our Lord. He is our God. He is our Redeemer. I come to you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I come to you as a fellow human being. I come to you this morning as a servant of the Almighty God. I come to you this morning that the Lord God is speaking to all of us this morning. And for our devotional reading this morning, I want to read two passages of scripture. And as I read these two passages of scripture, I pray that the Spirit of God will minister to you, will speak to you. Hear not my voice, but hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to us this week. And what we will be talking about this week is how to be gentle, how to be kind, how to be compassionate. Because of the world that we lived in today. And so the first passage of scripture that I want to read would be Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. And it reads, "People with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness." People with understanding. People with understanding control their anger. I want to plead with you that this week, ask the Holy Spirit to help you control your anger. The Bible did not say we shouldn't get angry, but the Bible says slow to anger. The Bible also says we should control our anger. Because anger that is not controlled can lead to disaster. And so I pray for you, and I pray for myself this morning, that the Holy Spirit will help us keep in control our anger. We live in a fallen world. We lived in a world that is full of so much hurt, pain, frustration, difficulties, challenges of life. And so I want to encourage you this morning, as an understanding person, be slow to wrath. Be slow to anger. Understand this today. Be slow to anger. Do not make decisions when you are angry. Wait until your anger goes away. Do not make plans when you are angry. And I would say, do not speak when you are angry. Because the words that you have spoken, you can't take it back. It's already gone. It's already been said. And you can't change it. The second passage of scripture that I want to read is found in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, the book of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. A soft answer turneth away wrath. I pray that today God will give you that soft, gentle answer to give to someone that is hurting, that is discouraged, that is frustrated. I pray that God will give you that soft answer to give to the one that is hopeless. That in no matter what you're doing today, whether you're going to work, whether you're driving to work, whether you're sitting at the office or you're working with a group of people, that you will give a soft answer, because a soft answer turneth away wrath. Somebody probably going to come at you the wrong way today. Somebody going to accuse you falsely today. But remember, a soft answer turneth away wrath. The world we lived in today, somebody wants to blame someone for all of their calamities, all of their trouble. They are going to probably come at you to blame you for what is happening in their world. You may hear that people are talking bad about you. You may hear that people are gossiping about you. You may hear all of the negativities being said about you. But a soft answer turneth away wrath. But a grievous words stir up anger. I pray that you do not have a grievous word to be spoken to someone today, but speak the words of hope, the words of life into someone today. Speak the kindest word you can speak today to someone. Oh, my brothers and sisters, those harsh words that come out of our mouth can destroy, can flare up temper. And sometimes we say, this is how I talk. But I want to encourage you this morning from the throne of grace, that the Lord God Almighty will give you a soft answer to give. A gentle answer deflects anger. So I pray this morning that you give a gentle answer. Even when it get on your nerves, give a gentle answer. because a gentle answer deflects anger. A gentle answer. But a harsh words make tempers flare. A flared up anger. And we'll leave these words with you this morning as we begin this new week. And let this week be a week of gentleness. Let this week be a week that you show gentleness to one another. Because in the midst of the gentleness, the Spirit of God can begin to work and transform hearts, minds, and soul. So, brothers and sisters, this morning I ask that you be gentle with one another. Be kind to one another. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord God keep you. May the Lord God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. God bless you.